guys, it's Chad for this week's Kids Corner. Hope this message is finding you guys doing well. And before we get started, let's go ahead and pray. I will give you a supply list to get, and then we'll get started. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come together and sit with each other. And we just thank you for the opportunity to still have this Kids Corner online during this time of a stay-at-home initiative. We just ask that you be with the coronavirus and your will be done, and take it away if it be your will. And for any of those that's sick with it, Lord, we just ask and pour prayers over them for healing and well-being, Lord. I just ask that as we talk today about how your power helps us when we're lonely, that you help us to remember that every day. Help us to take the lesson and just to keep it in our memory, and help it get us through these tough times. We love you and we thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So supply list today for you guys, a little bit more than the Bible that we've done in the last couple. So, but you do need your Bible. You'll need your journal as normal. And then this one, a clear container about a third full of water. It can be a water bottle or a food container, but it's ideal that it can be closed tightly because you're going to shake it. And some cooking oil. So a clear container that you can seal up tightly. Fill that up with about a third a cup of water, or a third away full of water, I'm sorry. And then and have some cooking oil there, whether it's vegetable oil, whatever. The oil doesn't really matter. So go get that, and we will unpause this, and then we will start our lesson. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm really starting to miss being around the people I haven't seen in a while. It's hard to be away from people we care about. So today we're going to hear about a man who had had a sickness called leprosy. And like the coronavirus, people were afraid of catching it. So he had to stay away from his family and friends. But Jesus helped him, and Jesus' power helps us when we're lonely too. Before we get too deep into this, let's talk about the God sightings that we've had. So this past week for me, it was really nice to see the community really reaching out to each other. Everybody's trying to come up with plans. I know that we're talking about possibly reopening some of the stores and stuff at the beginning of May. But, you know, there's really been an outpouring that I've seen from people of checking in on people, making sure everybody's okay. And there's also been an increase that I've seen in our community of people that just seem to really care about one another. And I think that's a good thing for our community. So that's been something that I've observed this week. So, you know, take time to write in your journal about the things that you've seen this week. And that way we can talk about it. And before we get going with the full lesson, though, let's go ahead and pause me again. Listen to our first song. And so go ahead, pause me, hit video one, listen to the first song, and then unpause me, and then we'll keep going. So even with all those great things that God's doing right now, there's still a lot of hard things too. And I wonder, what's been the hardest thing for you guys about this whole coronavirus situation? So write about that in your journal. One of the hardest things for many people is not being able to see friends and extended family. You know, being separated from people we care about can make us feel lonely. But Jesus' power helps us when we're lonely. So let's hear how Jesus' power helped a man in the Bible who was probably very lonely. So back in Bible times, there was this disease called leprosy. If you got it, you'd get painful sores all over your body. There's no cure, and often people who caught it would die or lose fingers and toes. So people were afraid of catching it, much like people are afraid of the coronavirus right now. So what are some of the things that we're supposed to do right now to avoid catching the coronavirus? Just think about that, the stay at home, the social distancing, wearing masks. Just think about all those things. You know, the one thing that we're supposed to do also is to wash our hands very well. We're also supposed to stay at home, away from other people. Again, we call that social distancing. We're being told that to stay safe from catching the coronavirus, we're supposed to be 6 feet away from anyone else. So people in the Bible times, they knew all about social distancing. In fact, they were so afraid of catching leprosy, it was against the law for someone with leprosy to even come into the city. And if someone with leprosy was around other people, he or she had to call out, "Unclean, unclean," so everyone around would know to stay away. No one wanted to accidentally touch someone with leprosy. Can you imagine if that was happening today with the coronavirus? If there was a law that if you had the coronavirus, that you weren't allowed to even be in your town? And if you did go out and about, you had to yell and shout, unclean, unclean, the entire time? You know, all those rules, they must have made people who had leprosy feel pretty lonely. So I want to let's try something. So without losing your 6 feet of separation from your family that you're listening to this right now, I want you to reach out and try to hug the other people in the family. So remember, don't lean in and get closer than 6 feet. Do not get closer. You got to keep your 6 feet. And I want you to try to hug them. So unless you have really long arms, you aren't even able to touch anyone. No hugs, no pats on the back, just you and your own little bubble. So here's a question for you to think about. How do you think it would feel to have to be this far apart from everyone for years? We've only been doing this for a couple months now, and it's kind of making everybody get a little stir crazy and staying at home. Imagine that, doing this for years. It could be pretty lonely to not be able to be close enough to hug anyone or for that very long. But let's see what Jesus did when he met someone who had leprosy. So if you want to follow along in your Bible, open it up to Matthew 8, 1 through 3. So that's Matthew chapter 8, 1 through 3. Matthew is the first chapter the first book of the New Testament. So Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. So while Jesus walked along, a man with leprosy came up to him out of the crowd. The man knew Jesus had the power to heal his leprosy. So he said to Jesus, "Lord, if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean." Jesus reached his hand out and touched the man and answered, "I am willing. Be healed." And the man was healed instantly. Wait, did you hear what Jesus did? Let me say it again. Jesus touched the man. This man probably hadn't had a hug or a pat on the back or anyone touch him for a long time. Then Jesus touched him. Jesus wasn't afraid of getting leprosy. Jesus knew his power was greater than any disease, leprosy or coronavirus. Jesus knew that not only did this man's body need healing, his heart needed healing too. This man needed to feel Jesus' love right there on his arm or his shoulder or his head. He needed a loving touch to heal his loneliness. We need to be smart and protect ourselves from sickness right now. But being separated from people can make us feel lonely. So who do you know that might be feeling lonely right now? How could you reach out to them? And we can reach out to help others when they're lonely. But even when no one else is around, Jesus' power helps us when we're lonely. He's always right there with us to comfort us and heal our hearts. One way Jesus' power helps us when we're lonely is to remind us that Jesus is our friend. No matter what, Jesus is always sitting there right beside us, not 6 feet away. Now, let's do a little science-y fun again like we did last week. And let's talk about, or let's do a demonstration here with that water and that oil. So the people in Jesus' time, they didn't want people with leprosy mixing with anyone else. So this fun little mix-it-up science experiment we can try to help us think more about that. So it's time to use your oil and your clear container of water. And so let's get the water. So you should have a clear container with a third of the way full. It should be something that can be sealed up so you can see inside of it. And it's sealed up so when you shake it, it's not going to go all over the place. So what I want you to do is I want you to take that oil and I want you to pour some oil into your container so there's about the same amount of oil and water in the container. Now, if you can close the container tight, you know, if you have to have an adult help you out or if you got it, that's good. So now for the next 10 seconds, so I'm going to put this on pause for 10 seconds. I'm going to do it for 10 seconds. You don't have to pause it because I want you guys to shake the container or stir it if you can't seal it up or whatever. Just stir it as quickly as you can, and I'm going to count it down, okay? So when I come back, the 10 seconds is over. So I'm going to pause you for 10 seconds, and then I'm going to come back, and then that's when you're going to be done, okay? So right now, you're going to take your water, that's a third of the way full of your container, you're going to put the same amount of oil in it, and you're either going to seal the lid up and start shaking it for 10 seconds or stir for 10 seconds. All right, ready? Go. Stop. Now take a look at your mixture. We've mixed it up really well at this point, but let's see what happens as it settles down. So just set it down and just let's watch what happens. Now while we're waiting to see what happens, what do you miss most because you're separated from others right now? Think about that. Maybe write about that in your journal. You know, because it helps us to process things when we write them out. And if we don't like to write them out, maybe draw a picture or something like that, or talk to somebody about it. That's what I'm here for. Talk to me about it if you want to. So now I think we've given enough time for you to look at your container. And as the mixture settles down, it doesn't look like the oil and water are really mixed up anymore, does it? It seems like the oil and the water want to stay separate. I think they're practicing some social distancing. But oil and water, see, they naturally want to separate. But it isn't so natural for us, is it? Being separated from others can make us feel lonely. But we can turn to Jesus for help because Jesus' power helps us when we're lonely. So, after you have all that in your mind now and all of the things that we've said and thinking about the man with leprosy and the example how we show with the water and the oil, I want you just to sit there and I want you to pause me. I want you to listen to song 2, so click on video 2, listen to that, and then unpause me and continue on. We'll continue on with prayer to close. So even though we're separated from a lot of our friends, we still have our family here with us, and we can still connect with people online. Focusing on the people just has put it in our era that Jesus has put in our lives, even in this hard time, can help us feel less alone. That's one way Jesus' power helps us when we're lonely. So keep adding to your journal this week as you see more God sightings. Think about the things we've talked about and the questions that we've asked in here. Think about the man with leprosy and find something this week to reach out to somebody in your community, maybe somebody you haven't communicated with since we've all been separated with the social distancing. Somebody that hasn't been communicated with so much, and reach out to them and let them know, whether it's by text or by Zoom or Skype or any of those other things that are out there to do, just reach out and talk to them and let them know that, you know, they're not alone. We're all in this together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for everybody that's listening today. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to do this. We just ask that you be with everybody as they continue to go through the week. Help them to find their stride. Help them to think of that person that's alone. Lord, it's easy for us to just sit and think of any person, but please put on our minds of a person that might feel a little lonely that we don't know, and help us to reach out. Help us to make a difference in their life. Help us, give us the courage and the strength that we need to tell others that they're not alone. All they have to do is believe in you, and they will never be alone again. Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you and we ask this all in Jesus' precious heavenly name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We're not currently meeting together because of the coronavirus outbreak. So be sure to subscribe to our podcast to get all of our online services and daily devotions delivered right to your phone. You can find us in iTunes and Google Podcasts or listen online at www.cocep.org. Have a great week.